A deadly quake rattles rural northern India, and the death toll is likely to rise. Government officials in Thailand warn of more flooding, and the Al-Shabaab murder another Christian in Somalia. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Bad weather's hampering emergency relief efforts in the wake of a magnitude 6.9 earthquake that struck northern India late Sunday. Right now, the death toll is fairly low. However, Gospel for Asia's Daniel Puno says,
because of the rural areas where this quake hit, in talking to our people on the field, it could be in the hundreds or thousands. People will take a long time to get up into the mountain.
Mudslides, monsoon rains, rock falls, and more aftershocks are preventing the aid trucks from getting to the worst hit areas. Puno says,
wherever our churches are, immediately the believers will get together and they'll provide shelter, food, and clothing, and bringing people to the hospital.
GFA has a long-term response, too. Once the crisis calms, despair sets in. Here, too, their teams are the hands and feet of Christ.
A lot of it has to do with, you know, meeting the physical needs, but also sharing the love of Christ with them and kind of counseling them and encouraging them and helping them to not feel like this is the end of their life.
We've got more ways you can respond at our website. Meanwhile, flooding in Thailand continues as the nation braces for even more waters. Floods have now affected more than 760,000 people. The disaster has directly affected Vision Beyond Borders camps for Burmese refugees. More flooding is a possibility, but West Flint says they're taking it one step at a time.
The aftermath of this monsoon season has been pretty devastating. It's destroyed a lot of their buildings, a lot of their homes, and a lot of their food. We had quite a bit of rice set aside, which is their staple food source. The floodwaters had destroyed quite a bit of that.
In the midst of the chaos, the refugees continue to flee war. A ministry worker's brother was just kidnapped by Burmese soldiers. As the issues pile up, Vision Beyond Borders is doing all they can to assuage the trauma with resources and Christ's hope.
What we try to do is to help our contacts there by providing extra food, extra clothing, also security so that they know that someone cares about them.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Open Doors USA recently received confirmation that a Somali Christian convert from Islam was kidnapped and beheaded earlier this month. Christian leaders in the area suspect Al-Shabaab as the murderers, since decapitation is a mark of the terrorist group's hatred for Christian converts. Believers were afraid to even bury him for fear of also being attacked. Somalia is an extremely dangerous place for Christians now. Pray for their safety and boldness. We turn next away from persecution and to the life-saving ministry of soap. Living Water International has traditionally built wells across the globe to provide clean water and the love of Christ for thousands. But recognizing that poor sanitation is also a number one worldwide killer, Living Water is now partnering with MeSoap. With each bar of soap MeSoap sells, another bar is donated to a child in need. And Haiti is still trying to rebuild its fragile infrastructure. There are many bright spots, though. In the country's north, Ecuadorian civil engineers Cesar Cortez and Alfredo Leon are partnered with HCJB Global. They're looking at restoring hope in one community there, Cortez says.
There are about 100 wells in that area. The first option is to rebuild one of the water projects that maybe 50 years ago, according with the information that I received from the people, the Red Cross built, and right now it's completely destroyed.
A team is in Haiti this week surveying the region and figuring out the best way to respond. Their other purpose, Cortez explains,
everything is based in relations. Relations with God, relations with churches, leaders, and the people in these communities. So the best way to pray for us is that God can help us in those relations between missions, organizations, and the people.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're always looking for great missions resources, right? Well, we've got one for you. It's Slavic Gospel Association's Faith, Hope, and Love, a pictorial book with selected scripture verses in both English and Russian. It'll help you see SGA's work in the former Soviet Union more clearly. We've got your free copy of Faith, Hope, and Love. You can call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.